fun online at freetalklive.com. Everything there is free. We're going back to Todd in Florida. Todd, you had a question for us. You didn't have time to spit it out before we went to the news there, so go for it.
I appreciate you guys holding me over. First of all, I want to make something clear. You know, I agree that it certainly seems by with the people who are the mouthpieces of the right, the religious right, that we're a bunch of Pharisees. I think the truth is probably a little bit more complex than that, and a lot of people, even non-Christians, you know, they vote, even, you know, humanist liberals or whatever you want to say, they don't think things through. Necessary.
Well, you don't have to be thinking and think things through to be a Pharisee. I'm sure there are Pharisees
I'm saying in terms of making that judgment based on the way they vote, based on what the politicians say, where they want moral government, so on and so forth. I think some people can be convinced that you can be for morality and have government just take care of, be very limited, and not address those things. So I think that's a perhaps an unfair stereotype, just because I know a lot of Christians and they're not Pharisees, you know. Because I'm not going to hang around people like that. But I've also met some that are.
Well, that's good.
So
the proof's in the pudding is all I've got to say on that.
I'd like to see a Christian group come out and, you know, be actively pro-liberty, loud about it, loud enough to get the attention of the news organizations. Because right now, all of the Christian groups are led by people like Pat Robertson, Ralph Reed, and all these other maniacs that want to pass a bunch of laws to enforce morality on people.
Well, I don't think they're maniacs. I think that when you have the state or the law being used to enforce amorality, as has been done with the kind of the humanist movement over the 60s and 70s, what you're seeing with the moral majority is a pushback, a political pushback. I'm not saying it's right. That's what happens when you have a big government.
Do you think that somebody could have said that about the crucifying of Christ? You know, I mean, it's just a moral pushback here. This guy's speaking out against the temple, and, you know, we can't have it. We're going to have to use the law to punish him in the manner that is normal and common today.
I don't see what that...
Jesus was crucified. That is a punishment for a crime,
And,
which is putting somebody in jail for prostitution is a punishment for a crime. I mean, these people, these Pharisees, and they are undisputably the Pharisees of the time, I say are comparable to the Christians of today because they're using the government to enforce their power. And you are disputing that, and I'm giving you points.
I'm not disagreeing with you entirely. I'm just saying be careful with stereotypes because I know a lot of Christians who aren't Pharisees, but I believe these things are wrong. I believe they have their, you know, you reap what you sow. I believe all of these things, you get punished in the end. I don't think the government has to do it.
Todd, I'm sorry if we haven't been clear. We're normally pretty clear about this. We know there are Christians out there that are real Christians that don't advocate using force on others. It's just the problem is the ones that are the ones that get attention paid to in the media are the ones that are advocating force on others.
Squeaky wheels. Yeah, I understand that.
So where is the pro-liberty Christian group that's going to come out and oppose people like Pat Robertson and say, no, it's wrong to use force on other people, even if we believe what they're doing is morally objectionable? Where is that group, and why hasn't it been started?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I know there are a lot out there, and perhaps it's because people like me, I don't know if you... You're still... this gets kind of to the question I wanted to ask you, which is, what if a group of people say... the members of Landover Baptist, I don't know if you've ever been to their website, but that's stereotype. LandoverBaptist.org, you will laugh.
That's the anti-gay group, right? The ones that are protesting.
No. It's a parody site. It's just hilarious. Anyway,
okay.
Kathy's sermons, and you just have to go read it. You will be wetting yourself laughing so hard. Anyway, but say the people at Landover Baptist, they all bought a bunch of land. They bought a huge plot of land collectively or as a group. They bought all the land up, everybody that joined there, and they all contractually agreed to be deed restricted in their parcels of the land, and they would only sell it to other people who agreed like they did.
Sure.
And they decided they wanted to make it a law that says you can't sell yourself within our land.
I believe they absolutely should be able to do that. They absolutely should be able to do that. That's their property. That's what they're doing in Florida. The Catholic Church, or not the Catholic Church, but the guy who runs Domino's is a very devout Catholic. He has bought a large amount of land in the middle of Florida, and he's selling parcels of it to very devout Catholics who are all going to move in there, and they're not going to sell contraception at the grocery store, and they're going to have all kinds of rules. And you know what? If everybody has contractually agreed to these rules, super. I say have a blast.
So let's say there are people who set up apartments, and then they rent apartments, and you move there knowing that it's against the rules to do this, and there's a certain punishment for it. Maybe you're just kicked out. You get evicted.
Mm-hmm.
The point that I'm getting at is right now, under the system that we have, you can't do that without getting sued for discrimination.
Yeah, well, the system that we have right now stinks, and there's a lot of changes that need to be made.
But when talking about something like this, about making it legal or illegal, you've got to work within the system that you have. And so if you have a group of people that say that the way they decide the laws is they vote representatives to a city council to write the laws. That's how the people in this area do it. And so these are the laws that they have. Well, what's the difference between that and a city?
The difference between what in a city?
Between this hypothetical, this Catholic community or whatever, and
the difference is everyone has consented with the Catholic private community, and then the city never could you get everyone to consent in this manner. So if you can get everybody to consent to the same rules, then I say more power to you. Thanks for the call, Todd. 800-259-9231. Whereas in the city, it's a majority rule situation enforced by politics, and politics becomes a big quagmire, and it's terrible. Let's continue with the calls here. Let's go to Rob in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rob.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about prostitution. We have a situation here in Ontario, anyway, where it basically is legal, but they're not called houses of prostitution. They're called exotic body rub parlors and escort agencies. And if you open up any phone book in any Ontario city under escort, there's dozens and dozens of legally run businesses.
We have that here, too. But when you go and you buy these services, can you actually purchase specific sexual acts for money, or do you sort of have to silently negotiate?
Well, I couldn't tell you because I've never been.
Neither have I.
But these are businesses that are licensed by the cities.
Yes.
And, you know, with full knowledge, listen, no, everyone knows what's going on here, okay?
Well, in ours they do too, but in America, we mess with them now and then.
They'll get shut down. They'll get raided.
You know, we let them open up. We give them occupational licenses. We let them perform sex acts in there and all that other stuff. But then we pretend like, oh, we suddenly discovered that, in fact, they are doing that in there, and we must shut them down.
I don't think that happens that
okay.
If they're flaunting it, I suppose that could happen, but you know, for the most of the times they leave them alone, and I'm sure they act very discreetly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's legal because it's done discreetly, and I think the police look the other way.
And that's all we're saying is just leave people alone, man. Just let them do their business, and let them be immoral if they want to be. It doesn't hurt you.
No, and you know what? I think it's better to have legitimate businesses like that, as opposed to street prostitution, which let's face it, is very dangerous.
You bet.
For the people involved in that occupation.
For everybody involved in it. You're absolutely right, Rob. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's move to Derek in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, thank you very much for this forum.
Thanks for your patience, Derek. What's on your mind?
I would like to change the topic to something that I think is a little bit more important.
That's what Free Talk Live is about, so go for it.
For this particular week, I'm hearing about how we're going to get involved with North Korea and tell them that they can't have nuclear weapons.
Okay.
And I just like to express my opinion that I think this country is crazy if they were going to try to attack or try to dismantle what they're doing, because we tried that 50 years ago and we got our asses kicked.
When you say we tried that, what do you mean?
Well, we had a war with them, didn't we?
Yes.
And we lost.
It certainly didn't turn out well. I mean, most of the time we were sort of winning, but we were fighting the war in the same manner that we're fighting this one, which is politicians running a war rather than warriors.
Amen.
Well, hang on. I want to come back with you a little bit more. Hang on, Derek. 800-259-9231, because people are scared of this whole North Korea thing, especially those living in Alaska, I guess, right now. And we'll explore. This is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want, just like Derek did. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything on our website is free, including the updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Derek in Indianapolis on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. So, Derek, you're talking about this whole North Korean situation. Are you suggesting that North Korea should indeed be allowed to build its nuclear capability?
Exactly.
Now, why? For those out there that are scared to death of this idea, why?
I think every country should have nuclear weapons because they have a right to defend themselves.
You know what? I agree with you. And I don't like North Korea. I was looking actually just the other day at photos from that a few tourists had taken while they were over in North Korea, and it is just the most dismal, despicable place on almost on the planet Earth. I mean, aside from maybe Haiti, North Korea, they have barbed wire fences, electrocuted barbed wire fences along their beachfront. I mean, they really don't want people to leave that place. It's a horrible place.
I disagree that every country has the right to have nuclear weapons. I'm of the opinion that countries have money because they steal wealth from their citizens, and so therefore they have to have this money to buy these weapons. I don't think that countries necessarily should be able to have nuclear weapons, but I don't think either that this country, the one I live in, should be the world's police, the world's dictator, and telling other countries what they can do.
Well, and I'm sorry, I also think that it's important to point out that countries don't have rights, only individuals have rights. But nonetheless, I agree with you that, you know, if we get to have nuclear weapons, then how dare we suggest that nobody else can, or that we know what other countries should or shouldn't be able to.
Yeah, well, that's the arrogance about it. I mean,
right.
it's the same thing as why rural ladies are not allowed to have guns, only the police.
And then, but somebody else, one of the warmongers, could say to you, Derek. They could say, "Well, Derek, then Kim Jong Il, he's going to blow us up. He's going to blow us to smithereens, won't he?"
Well, that's where we have to have our defenses even better.
Well, the reason why he won't do it, and he won't, even if he does get these nuclear weapons, is because the megalomaniacal people that run nations like Kim Jong Il, Saddam Hussein, George Bush, Bill Clinton, these guys, they don't want to die. They have no problem sending troops over to another country to die in their name. They have no problem dropping regular bombs on other countries and blowing up buildings and causing all sorts of destruction. But they would never, ever put themselves at risk. Why? Well, they don't want to lose all of their illicitly acquired wealth. Kim Jong-il has the nicest life in North Korea. I mean, the rest of North Korea is living in shambles. But he's doing all right, and he doesn't want that to end anytime soon.
Can I say one other thing very quickly, because I know my time is pretty close to being out. I just want the people listening to understand that we don't belong in other people's fight, because nobody came over here and choose sides back when we had the Civil War.
Agreed. We don't belong in people's fights because it's just not a good idea. In fact, our founding fathers knew that, and that's why they sculpted the Constitution the way they did, where there's not even supposed to be a standing army in the United States. Is it Section 8, Article 1, Section 8, I believe it is? It actually specifies in there that we're not supposed to have one. There can be an army. It can be called together, but for a period no longer than 2 years.
I mean, how upset we would be if some of these countries had their aircraft carriers off the coast of, say, New Jersey. I mean, we wouldn't put up with it. Well, why should we have ours across, right up against the coast of their country?
You know what, Derek? You ask way too many good questions. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, that's logic. That's pure logic, and he's absolutely right about that.
Article 1, Section 8. A power of Congress is to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for longer than a term than 2 years.
Now, it sounds like we're a little overdue.
Yeah, to provide for and maintain a navy. So the in the Constitution, it's a temporary army, standing navy.
To defend one's borders. That's the point. I mean, to defend the country. That was the point of that provision, was that we think it's okay to have a defensive force, but otherwise this is supposed to be a neutral nation. We knew George Washington, famous quote from him, to paraphrase, is entangling alliances, trade with everyone and entangling alliances with none. We wanted to trade with the rest of the world. Mm. We wanted to engage in commerce with the rest of the world. We did not want to have bullets flying over borders.
Right.
It's so simple. And if we would just bring our troops home from the 700 military installations we have around the world,
in like 135 out of the 200 UN member states,
if we would just bring those guys home, we could reduce the size of the military. We could get these people back to a productive life in our economy, because, sorry, the military produces nothing but death and destruction.
That's
okay.
Their job is to kill people and break things.
Right, but that produces nothing for us.
No, it doesn't produce anything for anyone.
It just destroys wealth, and it destroys money. And these are people that could be fixing cars, flipping burgers, mm-hmm. running businesses, being entrepreneurs, and now their jobs, their lives are being wasted. Let's talk to Bill in Indianapolis on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bill. Bill, listening on WXNT, going once. Bill, going twice. All righty then. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Well, some people have been concerned, Mark, that with all the movies like Terminator and The Matrix, with the you know, this idea that robots might be the forces that will be doing the fighting. Maybe we will bring the troops home and replace them with robot soldiers someday. You can better believe that the military is looking into these options.
Well, the military does have robot soldiers right now. It just doesn't have robot soldiers that necessarily go out, you know, and fight battles.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, I'm being informed we were calling Bill Derek the entire time,
oh
when,
God.
In fact, that was actually Bill. Bill, our apologies. So, yeah, the military is looking into this. So they've already got the drones, you know, those little drone planes they fly around. They already have robots.
Bomb disposal robots?
Sure. Sure. Well, according to...
a guy would have to do bomb disposal, by the way, if it wasn't for a robot, so yes.
According to news.com.au, the race is on to keep humans one step ahead of robots. An international team of scientists and academics is to publish a code of ethics for machines as they become more and more sophisticated. Although the nightmare vision of a Terminator world controlled by machines may seem fanciful, scientists believe the boundaries for human-robot interaction must be set now before super-intelligent robots develop beyond our control. This is sounds pretty fantastic, but
it does.
This is a real article. Gianmarco Verugio, a roboticist at the Institute of Intelligent Systems in Italy, says there are two levels of priority. We have to manage the ethics of the scientists making the robots and the artificial ethics inside the robots. Verugio and his colleagues have identified key areas that include ensuring human control of robots, preventing illegal use, protecting data acquired by robots, and establishing clear identification and traceability of the machines. They're coming up with all
violence against humans.
They're coming up with all these different rules for the robots, and just like with laws for humans, they're going to be broken. I mean, by people that want to create. If somebody out there wants to create the violence robot that breaks all these rules, why are they going to voluntarily follow this system? And even if there are laws on the books, I'm sure they're proposing them. Even if they are proposing laws for robot regulation, that's not going to stop people from breaking them. 1-800-259-9231. Some interesting things that robots are going to be doing here in the future, and one of them ties into prostitution. We'll talk about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
OPCPure.com.
What are you doing?
Energizing. OPCPure.com.
Energizing?
And celebrating. OPCPure.com.
Celebrating what?
By energizing.
What? You're crazy.
Not crazy. Just excited. I finally found the all-natural products that restore my energy without chemicals or toxins. I don't even experience the crash and burn I get from energy drinks, coffee, or sugar highs. I'm a healthier man, and I feel great.
OPC what?
OPCPure.com, my friend. OPCPure.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Whether you like it or not, robots are going to be in your future. Are you going to embrace them as the change that they're developing in our lives? Or are you afraid of our robotic future? 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can comment on anything we've already talked about or bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there, a dial-up version as well. So if you don't get to listen to the show every single night on your local radio station, you've got it online, and it's free at freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about robots, and news.com.au just sort of interviewing some of these roboticists, these people that are involved in creating the future of robots, and they're trying to decide right now, you know, trying to lay down the boundaries as far as, you know, what are we going to allow these machines to do. One guy from the Georgia Institute of Technology asked, what authority are we going to delegate to these machines? Are we, for example, going to give robots the ability to execute lethal force, or any force, like crowd control? And you can bet that the government would sure like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much of this is really going to matter if a team of scientists says, okay, we're going to outline what robots can and can't do right now, and from here on out, this is going to be it. But that won't matter if a different team of scientists somewhere else says, we want to change the rules a little bit for our robots. So really, it all seems kind of silly. But what I find interesting is some of the details about what's coming soon in the world of robotics. For instance, right now, the National Health Service has used a robot called Da Vinci to perform surgery at St. Thomas Hospital, NHS Foundation Trust in London. In Japan, human-like robots such as Honda's Asimo and Sony's Creo can walk on two legs.
Mm.
That's happening now.
Wow.
These are robots that have been released. You can buy the Asimo. You can buy the Creo. So who knows what they're working on behind the scenes. I've heard they're working on robots that can run. More advanced versions are expected to be doing everyday domestic tasks and helping to care for the elderly in as little as 20 years. so you won't need to have kids to take care of you when you're older. Science fiction writer Brian Avlis says, I would hope they would always be subordinate, but no one, but one will no doubt come to rely on them deeply. Other dilemmas may arrive sooner than we think. Quote, people are going to be having sex with robots within 5 years.
Wow. I wouldn't doubt that.
That's stunning. Should limits be set on the appearance, for example, of such robotic sex toys? The greatest danger, however, is likely to lie with robots that are able to learn from their experiences. As systems develop, robots are likely to have much more sophisticated self-learning mechanisms built into them, and it may become impossible to predict exactly how they'll behave. Ian Peterson, a futurologist in residence at a technology group, says, my guess is we'll have conscious machines, before 2020. If we put that in a robot, it becomes an android, and that is an enormous ethical change. So, to critics who scoff that intelligent robots are a long way off, the roboticists easily repulse that machines can already exert surprising influence over our lives. Think about the influence of the internet. So, we are entering a very interesting time here, Mark, where we're going to have some new ethical dilemmas to deal with that won't have anything to do with humans and humans. It'll be man and machine. So, we'll certainly be following any new developments in the robot field, because I find it fascinating, personally.
Well, we're definitely going to be on the air in 20 years, so...
No doubt.
We'll be watching all these changes.
There's a robot in my house.
Really?
We have a robot vacuum cleaner now.
Oh, that's right. You have one of those room bots.
It is the coolest little thing. It actually can figure out how big the room is, and it knows, it will calculate... how long it has to go to clean the room. It detects certain levels of dirt, and it's just great. I think they're going to be fantastic. But on the other side of the sword, and technology is a double-edged sword, they could also be very dangerous. So there. 800-259-9231. We're going straight to the calls here. John in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. Are you there?
Hey, we're here, and so are you. What's on your mind?
Hey, just wanted to make a comment about the nukes.
Yeah.
And other countries like North Korea and Iran, you know, having the ability to have those. In an ideal world, there's no problem. Every nation should have nukes, but we all know that this is not an ideal world. And countries like North Korea and Iran have demonstrated human rights violations. They've verbally committed to destroying the United States and the people. And quite frankly, I mean, if these people are given the ability to have their way with us and have these types of weapons, there's just no way of determining what would happen. And I don't think you or, and I know I don't want to risk that. So I would like to make that point. And then secondly,
let's get on the first point here first. Now, human rights violations, I think I can point out a few that the United States has made. Japanese Americans, Indians, dropping the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I have to say that
that was self-defense.
What?
For the
killing all those civilians?
Back then, how many civilians did they kill in Pearl Harbor? Before we went over there and
I have
quite
no
a few.
Yeah. Okay. So
hold on. Wait. You act like Pearl Harbor was the first thing that was done in World War II, and in the Eastern Theater over there. But I think that the United States had a blockade on Japan and was a...
It was a financial blockade, that's all.
It was making it difficult for them to do business. If somebody, prevented you from doing business, would you consider violence against them?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't?
No.
Are you telling me if somebody didn't let you buy food and clothing and things for your family that you wouldn't consider violence against that person?
No.
What?
No, you would just—he just starved to death, Mark.
Yeah,
you
just wither away and die.
Now, come on, guys. Why would she? So you're telling me that your first action is violence? If your first thought is violence, if you're not having your way and you're not getting what you want?
If that thing is food, Yeah, maybe it is. Because even if it, you're threatening somebody's life by doing that.
Okay. And what about the...
I'm not saying... And I'm not defending Japan, man. I mean, I'm not here to debate World War II with you. You're acting like that was the first thing done. And I'm just saying that the United States could be looked at as a place that has human rights violations. I don't want to dwell on that. I'm just saying that one could look at it that way. We're looking at Iran through a particular myopic scope. You're saying that the United States is right, Iran's wrong, Iran has had human rights violations. I'm saying that there's people out there that are saying, I'm not sure who's right and who's wrong, but I know that both of them have had, human rights violations.
Sure.
Okay?
And as far as the military producing anything, the military actually does produce you the freedom to have a free talk live on the air.
How is it that the military produces freedom?
Thanks to the military that's over there dying so that you can have the liberty over here to
puppy
do
talk.
That.
Wait a minute! Hold on a second.
They
how
give
is
you
it
religious freedom?
How? I'm sorry. I must not understand. And please explain it to me. How it is that people dying for a political cause are providing me with freedom? Can you explain that?
Okay. It's. Were you around September 11th, 2001?
Yeah. Sure, I was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There was an Islamic move to create havoc, which
and
they did a good job.
What does that have to do with Iraq? Invading Iraq?
What? Well,
not a damn thing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, let's get back to the point.
You claimed. No. I'm not letting you slip. I'm not letting you slither away on this. I'm not letting you slither away on this. The military does not produce freedom at all. In fact, the United States military has never done anything in a pro-freedom fashion ever. The people that fought the Revolutionary War were not members of the United States military. Those are the only people that did anything to ensure freedom in this country. Ever since, the military in our country has been used in wars of aggression and getting involved in wars around the world that we had no business being in. None of that did anything for freedom.
We agree to disagree on that.
You can't, because you can't explain how it is violence can create freedom in the name of politics, which is exactly what the military does.
It's got nothing to do with politics, buddy.
Military excursions absolutely have everything to do with politics.
Politicians send them.
It's about you trying to make it a political thing that it's not. We're defending ourselves.
Right. We're defending ourselves in Iraq. I want you to explain more. Coming up, hang on, because you're the expert on the military, so hang on there, buddy. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Listener map. You can go to map.freetalklive.com. Get on there. Add yourself to it. Over 1,300 of our listeners are on the listener map, and it's free at map.freetalklive.com. Plus, we invite you to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, if you like Free Talk Live, you want to get it on more radio stations, you can help us for $3 a month. Plus, you get a bunch of really cool perks as well. The details are at amp.freetalklive.com. But we go back to the phones, back to John, who's been waiting patiently in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. John, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, we have a fundamental disagreement. You believe that the military is what we owe our freedoms to. You believe that if it wasn't for the military, we wouldn't be free in America. And it is my contention that the military is used in political methods for political reasons by people, by politicians in Washington, D.C. And it's been that way for as long as I can remember, certainly throughout the 20th century, whether it be Iraq or Vietnam or World War II or World War I. It's all politics, my friend, and it seems a little short-sighted of you to not acknowledge that. Hello, John in Indy. John, I guess he's gone. So there. Well, I guess I was looking forward to a bit of debate there, Mark.
Well, you know, it's not the prettiest point of view that I say that every war that we've fought, and you know, I'd love to be proven differently, but I really do believe that war is a really bad idea, and it's the politicians using this army that they've got. It's not the prettiest platform I've got of all the platforms that I have. But, you know, Hitler was out there killing 6 million Jews in World War II.
Sure.
And it really seems like a good idea to go out and stop somebody with military force if necessary who's killing 6 million Jews. I'm not sure that that's the reason that we got in, by the way. And it's always interesting how we, you know, change things around when it's convenient for us when wars, mm-hmm. like, for instance, you know, weapons of mass destruction don't show up in Iraq. Now we're there to bring democracy to the Middle East. You know, whatever. We're killing people, and that's what we do.
Well, somebody could make the argument that if we had not gotten involved in World War I, and I believe Woodrow Wilson ran on a campaign of keeping us out of war back then, and then promptly broke his campaign promises. And so he was elected to keep us out of war, broke his promise, got us into World War One, tipped the scales towards the Allies. The German Kaiser at the time was forced out, making room for you know who.
Chancellor.
Yeah, I thought it was the Kaiser. My apologies.
No, the Kaiser made room for the Chancellor.
Oh, okay. And then, of course, Adolf Hitler took power shortly thereafter.
That's it.
Okay. And so if it wasn't for our involvement in World War One, it could be very well argued that Hitler never would have come to power in Germany. Things that make you go, But then the other point he was making, besides saying that the military protects our freedom, is that, well, when people attack our country, we have to defend ourselves. He said that us being in Iraq is defense.
Well, I'd have to say that God blessed this nation with its location. We don't have anyone threatening us.
They blew up a building, Mark.
Who's they?
Them.
Them, yes.
Them brown folks.
Them brown folks. So that's really what it's all about. You know, it's like, we're a little confused. There's no turbans, by the way. If you're calling people with Muslims turban heads, well, you're mistaken, because Muslims don't wear turbans. Sikhs do. And it shows just how silly you are and why you shouldn't have an army at your disposal.
Yes.
So,
but wait a minute. So what it sounded to me like what he was saying was that if somebody blows up a building in America, we should go to war. I mean, because as I recall, there was a building blown up in the 1990s, the Oklahoma City bombing. That blew up that building pretty darn well. Now, why didn't we attack Oklahoma? I mean, there's terrorists in that there, Oklahoma. We should root them out. We should blow up everybody's. We should invade neighborhoods until we can root out all of them. They're white terrorists. Shoot.
We'll just treat them like criminals, then.
What do we do in that case?
Because that's really what it was. It was some criminals that hijacked some planes. And I'll admit to you, it was very in-depth, organized crime. And I would be in big, big support of us putting a huge bounty on whatever al-Qaeda members you would like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for that. But imagine what the biggest bounty they would possibly put on Osama bin Laden's head. I mean, a big motivating bounty that would cause mercenaries.
Sure.
Well, we've spent $400 billion so far in Iraq, and people have projected $2.1 trillion.
Still no Osama.
That's a lot of zeros.
Yeah.
And if we would just put a larger bounty out on Osama, people would go out and get him.
Sure.
Because right now,
right hand man, would
whatever the bounty is, it's just not big enough. I mean, 25 million or whatever. The right amount. Put it $250 million. Then you're going to have some mercenary organizations that are going to go right into Pakistan, and they're going to start digging with shovels and start digging him up right up.
Well, the other thing that's disturbing about this idea that because somebody attacked a building on 9/11 means that we should respond in a military fashion is disturbing, because we're supposed to be the country that has due process. We're supposed to be the country that has, the Fifth Amendment, allowing people to go through a court process to prove whether or not these individuals are actually guilty of the crime they've been alleged to have committed. And all we had after 9/11 were allegations on the part of the government. Now, I don't know, whether the allegations were correct or not, because nobody is ever going to be brought to a trial. We know that after 9/11 happened, the government came out and said, well, here are the people that did it. So-and-so and so-and-so and so. Here are all the hijackers. They were the ones that, engaged in this, and we have determined that Osama bin Laden is the man behind everything. Well, why don't you go and capture him and bring him on and put him on trial and prove it? Prove that that's indeed what happened. I'm not a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, but I don't believe the government story either. Well, I don't know what to believe.
They sure came up with the bad guy pretty darn quick.
I don't know what to believe because nothing's ever been proven. All we've had are a bunch of accusations on the part of the government. And why it is that people believe the government in this case when normally they know that politicians are liars. Normally when you ask somebody, well, how do you tell politicians lying? Well, their lips are moving. Old joke, cliche, but it's true. Politicians lie like crazy. Whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they lie. But for some reason, because a building's been attacked, now all of a sudden the people that were liars the day before are worshipped. All of a sudden, President Bush's approval rating skyrockets to 90%.
Right, he had nothing to do with it.
Now he's a better president because a building was attacked. And now he's not a liar because a building was attacked. What? Why did we lose track of what we believed simply because somebody blew up a building? And I know it was tragic.
It is
people
absolutely
died.
Tragic.
Absolutely. But now we've gone and we've killed tens of thousands of innocent people in Iraq, which had nothing whatsoever to do with the 9/11 bombings. Nothing.
Acceptable collateral damage.
Jody in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Let's go to Jody in Canada. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You might want to ask that guy who just called in previously. Should ask him how come he's not in the military? How come he's not over there fighting this great war for freedom? And ask him if he ever was in the military.
People are very quick to throw away other children's lives in the name of quote-unquote freedom.
Well,
not real freedom.
Well, earlier this week, the U.S. Army's raised their enlistment age, so if you're 42 or under, you can go ahead and join.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's kind of sad, to be honest with you.
Well, the reason why they have to do it is because they can't get people to join anymore. It's becoming more and more difficult as people are starting to wake up to the reality that we should not be doing what we're doing.
Well, they're just going to be cannon fodder.
Yep.
This is what they are.
Jody, any other thoughts for us?
No, just I'm kind of upset I couldn't make it out to Pork Fest this year, but hoping next year is... I'll get out there.
I hope the same thing, Jody, and I hope to see you there. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. If you just slip your call in here in these remaining moments, now is the time to do it. But it's absolutely outrageous to me that Americans believe that the military is ensuring their freedom. And this is a myth that I have heard promulgated all over the place, that if it wasn't for the military, then you wouldn't be free. And that's just not true. We're not free, actually, in this country, period, because of the government. Because the government is so big and oppressive and intrusive in our lives, we are not free. We're a little more free than some other countries are, but that's not saying much. That's like saying that my rapist is the nicest of the rapists in town.
Anyone's welcome to bring up any war they'd like. I would love to be proven wrong on this. I am a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus. I have certainly been a former conservative, and I would love somebody to tell me where the U.S. military has been used to...
For a non-political purpose?
For a non-political purpose to promote freedom.
Doesn't happen. You don't promote freedom by killing
with
people.
With guns. I just don't think you can.
You can defend freedom if it's under attack.
Right.
If America
I'm
tomorrow...
all for that. I think that everybody should have a gun, and I think that there should be a militia in town that...
And if we were attacked tomorrow by by China or something, then defending against that attack in our country would absolutely be justified. But taking our military and attacking other countries around the world, it's not what we're supposed to be doing. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We're done for tonight's Spin the Live Saturday edition. In between now and Monday night show, you can join all the fun online at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a...